Shalom, today's daf yomi is Shabbos, daf kuf tes, Shabbos 109, and Gemara is discussing which activities are prohibited on Shabbos as a result of the fact that they're connected to healing and the limitations on healing on Shabbos. In this context, the Gemara cites a statement from Rabbi Muna says the following: Hu haya Omer used to teach yad la'ayin. If a person touches their hand to the eye before they wash their hands, before they do an tilas yadayim in the morning, then better to cut it. It'd be better if his hand would be cut off rather than touching the eye. Because the reason is because there's, as the Gemara is going to explain, there's a bad spirit that is resting on the hands, and we have to wash them off in the morning. We have to wash this bad spirit before we touch things. So too, yad l'chotem, a person takes their hand and touches their nose before they wash their hand in the morning, that is also better tikate. It's better that their hand be cut off before doing that. Yad l'paf, a person takes their hand and touches it to their mouth, again tikate. It's better for their hand to be cut off. Yad l'ozen tikate. Also, if he puts his hand to his ear, better for his hand to be cut off. Yad l'chasuda tikate. So too, if he touches a wound that was on his body, again, tikatzeis. Yad la'ama, also if the man touches his member, also better to be cut off. Yad l'pi tabas tikatzeis. So too, if a man takes the hand without it being washed and touches the anus, that also is problematic. So the Gemara then continues, on the top of Kuftes Amud Aleph, Yad L'Gigis, if a person touches a barrel of beer before washing his hands, again, Tikatzeitz, because the concept here is that he's going to either cause the wine or the beer that's in the barrel to damage the people who drink it, or else he's going to damage the beer or wine itself. And now the Gemara clarifies and explains that which we've been discussing. Yad, what's the reason why the hand that touches the eye is so problematic? Because misame, because it's able to inflict blindness. Yad, and also if it touches the ear, macharashas, it could cause the person to go deaf. Yad, ma'ale polypus. And also if the hand that touches the mouth, before washing the hands, that it causes this problem called polypus, which is a bad odor coming from the mouth. We of course know today that we're recording this during the pandemic of Corona, that everybody's saying that we have to wash our hands all the time. And Gemara understood that people touch parts of their body without washing their hands. It could be incredibly dangerous. And the Gemara then cites a brisa, but the Gemara attributes this to what we're going to see as a ruach ra, a bad spirit or a bad wind. So the Gemara says, Tanya, we're going to the brisa, Rabbi Nosson Omer Bas Chorin, Hizo, this bad spirit, this bad wind that rests on the hands before washing their hands is called Bas Chorin. It's called Bas Chorin, literally means like a free one. So really it's called Bas Chorin, explains the Aruch, because this is the most powerful amongst all the spirits. Umakbedes acha yirchots yadav shalosh pam. And it's powerful and it's a force to be reckoned with until one washes their hands three times. So not only do you have to wash your hands, you have to wash your hands three times, according to his Rabbi Nosson. It says Rabbi Yochanan poch, which is like an eye salve that they put on the eye. If you put it into your eye, mavir bas melech, that is actually able to be effective in getting rid of, here before it was called bas chorin, and here the ruach ra is called the bas melech, the daughter of the king. It was powerful wind. If you put this eye salve, this ointment is able to treat it. Uposik es adima, it's able to stop tears. Umarba seyar be'afafayim, and it causes your eyelashes to be hairy. And Tanya Nami Achi, Rabbi Yossi says, puch mavir bas melech, that puch, this eye ointment, is able to stop the bas melech, posik es adima, stop the tears. Umarba seyar be'afafayim, and is able to increase the hair in the eyelashes. This idea that we're supposed to wash the hands three times and we're supposed to wash our hands immediately upon rising in the morning, this is indeed the halacha. So the Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah discusses this, Shulchan Aruch discusses this. Aside from the other reasons that are mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, that we're supposed to wash our hands when we wake up in the morning before davening, right at the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, that we're supposed to wash our hands in the morning. Aside from that, we need to wash our hands before prayer. Aside from that, we have to also also wash because of this Gemara, because of removing the Ruach Ra. Just like we have to wash our hands as preparation for prayer. Just like we have to wash our hands because our hands are dirty from touching parts of our body while we sleep. In addition to that, there's this concept of the Ruach Ra, this bad spirit that rests upon our hands when we're sleeping. If it would have just been because of the reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, because of this reason of the Ruach Ra, that would not have been enough to make a blessing on it. However, there are other reasons that the Mishnah Berurah mentions, and so the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah discuss, and so therefore a person has to wash their hands and recite the blessing. Now, where is one supposed to wash their hands? Ideally, a person should wash their hands up until the wrist. That's the ideal time. And indeed, also a person is ideally supposed to wash their hands three times b'seirugin, switching off from right to left, right to left, right to left. That's the proper way to remove the Ruach Ra, the fourth spirit. However, the Ma'aser Rav writes that you should also wash it a fourth time. And what's the fourth time? The fourth time is to remove the water from the third time. That's to remove the water that had been washed, that had been resting on your hands, which was connected to the Ruach Ra, to the water of Tumah. And so therefore, a person has to, according to the Ma'aser Rav, a person should wash their hands four times. And ideally, when washing one hand, then should one hold one hand as though they are able to receive the bracha, to hold their hands in a manner of receiving a blessing. That's the proper way to wash one's hands.